Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus, and we've been talking about greed this week. We talked about it on Sunday in our Vice and Virtue series, The Deadly Sin of Greed. And I want to read to you from Luke 12, verse 15. It says, "Then he said to them," and this is Jesus speaking, "watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions." It's a phenomenal statement from Jesus, and also the context is so important here. Jesus has been teaching about the kingdom of God, all sorts of things about the kingdom of God and how to follow the Lord, how to know the Lord. And all of a sudden, a guy yells out, you know, "Rabbi, teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." And Jesus says, you know, "Who made me an arbiter and a judge between you?" And then he says this. He says, "Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed." And he goes on to tell the parable of the rich man and his barns. He says there was this rich guy who had a lot of fields, and his farm fields had an enormous year, just a bumper crop. And he can't fit all of his extra stuff in his barns. Everything's to the full. I mean, he's already wealthy. And he says, "I know what I'll do. I'll tear down all my existing barns, and then I'll build bigger barns, and then I'll be able to say to myself, just take it easy. Rest, relax, be merry, be happy, and because you don't need anything." And he says the guy is a fool, because that very night his life is ending. And he's basically saying, what good does it do you to have built all these giant barns? And Jesus says the end of the parable is, you need to be rich and generous toward the Lord. Not just living in self-luxury and indulgence and richness toward your generosity towards yourself, but he says you have to be generous toward the Lord and a good steward of what he's given us. And his point here is, he says, watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed, because life does not consist in an abundance of possessions. And what a timely message. In a culture, I kind of finished on Sunday with our folks saying, you know, we live in a culture that in so many ways, sometimes very blatantly, and sometimes very subtly, tells us it's time for an upgrade. When it comes to our phones, right? I mean, every couple of years, you get the message, "Hey guys, time for an upgrade." Right? You've paid off the phone, and time for an upgrade. Or your phone's 2 years old, time for an upgrade. But we hear that message in so many different ways about almost every aspect of our lives. It's, you know, "Hey, don't you think you can afford a bigger home? Time for an upgrade. You've had that car for a few years, right? Don't you think it's time for an upgrade? You could get the next nicer model. You know, hey, I see you, the clothes you're wearing aren't all the name brand clothes. Time for an upgrade." We hear it in so many ways. Most of the marketing in our culture is not designed to help us meet our needs, but rather to tell us you need more. You need more than what you have, to create a sense of dissatisfaction in us with what we have, so that we feel like we need to get the next upgrade. And the problem is, it's that the message is always, you're just one upgrade away from finally being happy. And it's just not true. Jesus reminds us here, guys, your life, our life, our purpose, it is not simply to amass wealth. Our life is more than our stuff. And on Sunday, I told our folks just simply, we were made for so much more than money. We were created by God for God. We were created to enjoy Him forever. We were created to reflect Him to the world around us. But because of sin, we have fallen. Our relationship with Him is fractured. The good news of the gospel is that God has sent Jesus Christ to rescue us and redeem us, to forgive us and restore us. And He's now sent us out on mission for Him. And the reality is, for you and I, this is just true. You will either, Jesus says this, right? You got to choose. Either you're going to pursue the Lord or you're going to pursue money. One will be the master of your life. He says you can't have two masters. Either you're going to love the Lord and pursue Him, and you will use money in your pursuit of God. You'll use it as a tool in your pursuit of the Lord, or you will love money. And the temptation will be then to use God as a tool in your pursuit of wealth. Jesus here reminds us, right? Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in your stuff and an abundance of possessions. Our life, our purpose, and our value are found in the Lord, in who He is, and in whose we are, that we are His sons and daughters. and he loves us and has proven that love through the life, death, and resurrection of his son, Jesus. Let me pray for you, and I want to encourage you to take some time to pray for yourself. Father, will you guard our hearts against all kind of greeds? Will you help us to guard our hearts against greed? Father, to look in our lives and to be honest with ourselves and with you about our relationship to our possessions. God, I heard it said many times that we need to own our stuff, but our stuff can't own us. And so, Father, help us to see money and wealth and possessions rightly. They're a good and fine tool, but they're a terrible God. And so, Father, help us to make sure in our hearts, Father, that you have your rightful place on the throne of our hearts. You are first and foremost. Help us to love you and to guard against all sorts of greed. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to reflect and to pray for yourself.